Signs you are losing control when dealing with the toxicity in your relationship. So if you finished the section before this one, observation gives you distance from the turmoil, and you heard my personal story, then this is going to be important. Signs you're losing it. Yes, I needed somebody to tell me this, and I didn't. We didn't know. My girlfriend and I were both going through the same, very different people, but the same thing at the same time, so it's pretty outrageous. We did a lot of learning and understanding along the process as far as lessons 1, 2, and 3, assessments, understanding what we were dealing with, identifying the turd, smelling the turd, and knowing what our part was in it. However, I thought I had it under control. I let my ego get to me because of my background, because of what I thought. I thought I had it under control. I thought I had the strength and mental fortitude to handle and deal with him. I felt from my growing up with a toxic brother destroying and degrading me all my life, till I moved out and went to college. I thought I could deal with it. I thought I could handle it. My bandwidth, my threshold was bigger than everybody's. I could handle him. I could handle any guy like him or worse. I was wrong. I never met anybody like them. Nobody like him. I didn't even know people like that existed. I didn't know what psychopath and sociopaths were at the time. I do now. The cluster B, the dark triad, those type personality disorders. I am very well aware of that now. I know my place when it comes to those people. Personalities. So signs you're losing it. Constant emotional reactivity. Number one. You find yourself reacting emotionally to every negative behavior or comment from your partner, leading to frequent arguments and heightened tension. Yes, it was constant. It was a battle of win or lose. I don't like to lose. I like to win. I like to make a win-win for both of us. There is no win-win in a toxic relationship. It's always lose-lose for you. Win for him, lose for you. Win, lose. He wins or she wins. You lose. Remember that. This is a sign you're losing it. You're starting to react to everything. Somebody's going to mention something to you. Take their words, write them down. You had the first person tell you that you're overreacting to something small and you made it big. You may be focusing all of the stuff that your toxic person does to you onto somebody else, somebody you feel safe with. That person will tell you. If you're ignoring your boundaries on purpose, this is a good sign. You compromise your own boundaries and values and keep the peace to avoid conflict, even when it goes against your well-being. Ignoring your boundaries. If your boundary was time, if your toxic partner is more than a half hour late, that you would leave and continue to do whatever made you happy. You wouldn't let it ruin your night. If you were promised that he would show up or she would show up to take you out for the day, for the weekend, and that never came and you sat around for hours waiting for the revised timing of when he'll be there, and you waited, and the day came, and the day left. And you found yourself in bed, crying, ruined the weekend. Yes. Ignoring your boundaries when you see yourself doing that, when you know you would have never put up with that. Even if you were to go out dating right now, you wouldn't even put up with that. But you allow it to happen with him. Things that you would never allow before. Even when you first met this man or woman, you had stronger boundaries, that are no longer there. Neglecting self-care. You stop prioritizing self-care. You lose sight of your needs for personal growth. The things you used to do that made you happy. If you used to ride your bike, if you used to run, if you used to exercise, if you used to go to the gym, but you don't do that anymore because your toxic person doesn't want you there, doesn't want you to get in shape, doesn't want you to go to the gym and look good and have other people look at you. If you find yourself being isolated, people that used to be close to you are no longer close to you. You withdraw from friends and family, and you become socially isolated due to the demands or manipulation of your toxic partner. My girlfriend's toxic partner wouldn't allow her to see me or be around me because I was letting her know what I see, and he knew it. So we had a battle in friends that she would choose him over me. It was a horrible thing, and it happened. And when it didn't happen and she needed me, I was there, because we all do this to our friends, and we ask for forgiveness and we promise we won't do it again. We love our friends. They forgive us. They take us back and they care for us. And you would do the same if you did the same thing. Feeling powerless. If all of a sudden you're starting to feel powerless when you always felt empowered, be aware. You're losing it. You believe you have no control over the situation. You feel trapped and unable to make changes. You're frustrated. An injustice is happening and you can't do anything about it. It's out of your control, but it's happening right to you. Right to you. Someone is entering your house. Someone is taking your things. Someone is harassing you. Someone's stalking you, checking on you, talking about you behind your back, sending you endless messages, even if they go to junk mail. It's still there. When you start seeing yourself change, you start seeing yourself walk on eggshells when normally you would have an adult conversation with somebody about a topic. And now you're not. You're not talking about that anymore, because it wouldn't be worth getting upset. It wouldn't be worth your mental health being affected. So you stop. You either do that for yourself or you don't want to see your partner get upset. For me, I didn't care if he got upset. In fact, I thrived on him being upset. I didn't realize what I was doing when I did that. I was very good at pushing his buttons. I was very good at creating narcissistic rage in him. But I was doing it more to myself. I was doing the opposite of what I should be doing. I thought I could show him and show him what he was doing, show him how crazy what he's saying is. Didn't work. Defensiveness and excuses. I grew up in a family that's very defensive. I worked on that for years, and I had taken care of it for most of my adult life. And I tell you, this man brought it all back to me. I became defensive again. I find myself making excuses for him. I made excuses for him so that I could live with myself of why I'm with him. I defended his actions. I defended my own. I defended us as a toxic couple, knowing I was partaking in it. I was shamed. Shamed of my own reality. Shamed that I loved him so much. If you find yourself doing this, you are crazy. If you're not already there, that one will do it. Disconnection from reality. Yep. That was that night. That night that I went to jail. I had a disconnect from all reality. I started questioning my own perceptions and beliefs due to the gaslighting and manipulation. I started to believe that I was just as bad as he was. I was engaging so much. I proved to him. I said these exact words. I'm going to give you a taste of your medicine. Everything that you do to me, I'm going to do right back to you so that you can see how you affect other people. I made a promise to myself that I was going to do that. I made a promise to him that he was going to see how he behaves. I did everything he did to me. I copied him perfectly to himself, and he hated every minute of it. He didn't understand why I was doing it. He didn't realize that he was doing it, or he didn't understand that he was doing it, or he didn't care he was doing it, but he didn't believe that he was anything that I was doing. So what I'm trying to say, folks, is that it didn't work. What I did didn't work. Yes, it bonded us. Trauma bonded us together even more, because now we're two peas in a pod. I would say maybe he learned 20% of what it was like to be the other person on the other side, that he was willing to hear and listen. So, also, neglecting responsibilities. If you have responsibilities that you normally are on top of all the time, like clockwork, being responsible, a toxic relationship dynamic consumes your thoughts and energy. It leads you to neglecting work, your responsibilities, and your personal commitments. So let's go through best practices to resolve loss of control in toxic relationships. We've already been through almost all of these, so I'm going to read through them quickly. Number one, seek support. Reach out to friends and family or a therapist who can give you a fresh perspective and emotional support during these challenging times. Set healthy boundaries. Re-establish and reinforce clear boundaries with your partner. Communicate your limits assertively and be prepared to prioritize your well-being over the toxic demands. Practice mindfulness. Develop an exit plan. Very important. We can talk more about that. I'm very good at that with my people. I'd be happy to help you. Focus on self-care. We talked about that. Bring in the feminine side in you. Get creative. Do creative hobbies. Exercise. Spend time with supportive friends and family that encourage you and believe you. Exercise is so important. I can tell you more about my journey. Educate yourself. Oh boy. Oh, so much good stuff I can give you. Challenging negative thoughts. Challenging your own negative thoughts. Replace your negative thoughts that you have in your head from him, or you had in your head before him, with positive affirmations. Self-empowering thoughts. Challenge distorted thinking patterns. This is cognitive behavioral therapy. Challenge distorted thinking patterns. Write down your distorted thinking patterns. Practice healthy communication. Talk about I statements and avoid blame and criticism. Consider couples therapy. I work with a lot of toxic relationships, and I have a success rate with them, and I would like to talk to you more about that. Establish supportive networks. Connect with friends. Reconnect, because if you've been away from them because of your toxic person and now you're reconnecting, it's important to take accountability for you and what your part was in the relationship when you reconnect with your family and friends. Yes, I did see what it was happening. I did have my family and my children very upset with me from this relationship that I was in, because I did not want to let go. I was trauma bonded, probably for a long time. It'll be hard. Still comes back every once in a while, folks. Number 11, focus on personal growth. Number 12, accept imperfections. Understand that healing from a toxic relationship is a process and that setbacks are normal. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate progress, no matter how small. I can tell you, I have been through going back and forth with this man for 3 years. We never made it through a week. Back and forth every week. I can't tell you how many times. It's a pattern. It's trauma bonding. Let's talk more about it. Remember that resolving a toxic relationship requires courage and perseverance. Choose the path that best for your well-being and don't hesitate to seek professional help if needed. I'm always available. Go on to NSB, emotionalrescue.com, and schedule an appointment. I have a free 15-minute consultation. But it opens the door to healing and the opportunity for a healthier connection in the future. So, congratulations for making it through lesson 4. I'm so proud of you. I'm so encouraged for your future. And the quiz. Don't forget to take the quiz if you are losing control. There's a few questions in here. 10 questions to ask yourself. It's very important. Alrighty, guys. Again, congratulations for making it through the hardest part of all. You're doing it. You're doing it. Mahalo. Take care. Have a great day.